Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has arrived in Vietnam, where he will attend the APEC summit. He has been in China. To get more now on that trip from VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Lyne.
I think what they're trying to focus on is that, yes, both sides agree about denuclearization, that North Korea needs to denuclearize, it needs to be verifiable, you know, that we have to have a, you know, a full plan in place to really end the program that is threatening the region. And I think they're trying to do this to, you know, shore up some confidence that they can work together. But really, there's, when you get down to the finer details, there's still a huge difference and between the two sides' approaches and what they feel should be done to put pressure on North Korea. And that hasn't changed.
VOA's Bill Lyne. U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned 10 Venezuelans, including a number of government officials. Latest step by the Trump administration to pressure Caracas over what it sees as an erosion of democracy. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert explaining the effects of the sanctions.
As a result of today's actions, the assets of these individuals subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are generally prohibited from dealing with them.
Nauert says the U.S. will maintain those sanctions on designated Venezuelan government officials until they break from President Nicolas Maduro's dictatorial regime. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis says he has discussed Russia's violation of arms control treaty, done so with his NATO counterparts, and they are looking at how to bring Moscow into compliance. This is VOA News.